Hi, I'm Kęstutis Daugirdas. You can call me KC if that's easier. And this is a pronunciation guide for my piece Lelumai, Oi kas vaikščiojo. If you're interested in understanding what this piece is about or what its significance is, I encourage you to check out the program notes. This guide will focus on the pronunciation. So, let's begin with the word that repeats many, many times, Lelumai. Now, the important thing for this word is to understand the difference between a hard L and a soft L. In this word, lelumai, both of the L's are soft. So the difference between hard and soft is hard L is l l l l l, soft L is l l l l l. So to make that change, you have more of your tongue touching the roof of your mouth behind your teeth to get l as opposed to l. So in this word, we have le-lu-mai. L-E is le, L-I-U is lu. So don't try to pronounce the I as a separate sound. It's not liu, it's just lu. And then mai, we sustain the A of the diphthong, and then we go to the I part. But it's not I, as in I want to go to the store. It's not le-lu-mai, it's I, as in the word sight. So the difference is subtle, but when you sustain the vowel, you don't want to open it to lelumai. You want to say lelumai. All right, going on. Lelumai oi kas vaikščiojo. S with the little V on top becomes a sh, and C with a little V on top becomes a ch. So it's not vaiks, it's vaiksh. Vaikščiojo. That word, by the way, lelumai, does not have a signified meaning. It's a non-lexical vocable, so it's just a sound word, just like tooraloo or la-di-da or tra-la-la, but it's particular to this genre of Lithuanian folk songs that are usually sung in the winter. All right, verse 2. Ir takelius mine lelumai, ir rasele krete lelumai. So, the E of takelius is just like the A sound in English, at, cat, takelius. But when we sing, we modify it just the way you would modify English in singing. We don't say takelius, we say takelius. We open A to A so that it's taller and more round. Mine, the E with a dot, becomes an A sound. Mine, irrasala, krete. Verse 3. Antale, vaikščiojo. And then, ir lizdali, vijo. Ir lizdali, vijo. Again, same thing with the E. Instead of lizdali spoken, we sing lizdali. Just kind of make it taller. Verse 4. Oi kas vaikščiojo, same as before. Rūtelių darželį. Rūtelių darželį. Same thing as before. Z with the little V on top turns it z into a zh, so it's dar jali. Verse 5. Rūtelių darželį ir rasele krete. Same lyrics as before. Verse 6. Mergelė vaikščiojo, the girl was walking, ir rasele krete, same as before, rasela. E with the diacritical below just lengthens the E. It's, in some sense, it's more grammatical than heard. It's not always heard differently. In this case, rasela. Verse 7, rasela krete ir rutela skine. Rūtelę skynė. And lastly, ir rūtelę skynė, ir vainiką pynė. Vainiką pynė. So there you go. That takes you through all 8 verses of the song. I hope that you enjoy singing it. The source material is just absolutely gorgeous and has a lot of mystery in it, and that's why I chose it. And I hope that that comes across in my arrangement, and I hope that you can transmit that in the way that you sing it with your choir. Thanks, and enjoy.